news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Millionaire Jeffrey Epstein was indicted Monday, accused of operating a sex trafficking ring in which he sexually abused dozens of underage girls. Epstein pleaded not guilty to two charges. He faces up to 45 years in prison if convicted on both counts.
Contemporaneous with the arrest of Epstein at Teterboro Airport, agents executed a search warrant on his mansion in New York City. Agents seized evidence, including nude photographs of what appeared to be underage girls.
Epstein will remain in detention at least until next week following preliminary court proceedings Monday. Law enforcement officials gave credit to the Miami Herald and reporter Julie K. Brown's work while announcing the indictment at a presser, saying, quote, "We were assisted by some excellent investigative journalism." Brown said other powerful people are likely sweating it out today.
Needless to say, these are very powerful people, and I think that they're sweating a little bit, especially today. We don't know how much, how deep this went, how far reaching it went in government, but there's been a lot of people that, you know, I could see their names on these message pads on a regular basis as part of the evidence, you know, these message pads where they would call Epstein and leave messages such as, "I'm at this hotel, you know, why do you do that, except that you're expecting him perhaps to send a girl to visit you at your hotel." So there's probably quite a few important people, powerful people, who are sweating it out right now. We'll have to wait and see whether Epstein's going to name names or what kind of information he's going to try to trade in order to, you know, maybe get out of this in some way or lower his culpability.
The case also has political implications because of allegations that Alex Acosta, who is now Donald Trump's labor secretary, mishandled the investigation into Epstein when Acosta was a U.S. attorney. Some now want Acosta to resign, including Nancy Pelosi, who tweeted Monday night, "Secretary Acosta must step down. As U.S. attorney, he engaged in an unconscionable agreement with Jeffrey Epstein, kept secret from courageous young victims, preventing them from seeking justice. This was known by POTUS when he appointed him to the cabinet. Hashtag Acosta resign." Donald Trump struck back at the U.K. diplomat who called him inept and clumsy and leaked diplomatic cables. Here's CNN's Aaron Burnett.
President Trump vowing never to again deal with the British ambassador to the United States, the top diplomat of America's closest ally. Why? Well, because Ambassador Kim Derrick criticized the president in private messages that were leaked. President Trump tweeting, quote, "I do not know the ambassador, but he is not liked or well thought of within the United States. We will no longer deal with him." Well, first of all, Trump, of course, does know Ambassador Derrick. He's met him multiple times. In fact, Derrick was actually scheduled to have dinner with President Trump tonight until he was disinvited. Because now Derrick is dead to Trump. And this was the nail in the coffin. Derrick writing in one of the leaked documents, quote, "We don't really believe this administration is going to become substantially more normal, less dysfunctional, less unpredictable, less faction-driven, less diplomatically clumsy and inept." Adding that he doesn't think the White House will, quote, "ever look competent."
Congress comes back into session Tuesday, beginning a three-week stretch until the August recess. Over 7 million Americans have become uninsured under Trump's health care regime. On Tuesday, his lawyers will ask a court to kill the Affordable Care Act and kick tens of millions of people off their health insurance.
Obamacare faces a big test in New Orleans. The Fifth Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals will hear arguments between the Trump administration and 18 Republican-led states on the one hand and a score of Democratic-led states on the other over the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act. If you're scratching your head right now, yes, we have been here before. The Supreme Court has upheld the ACA twice. But it's back before the federal courts after a federal district judge in Texas ruled the entire law invalid last year. As the Washington Post points out, no matter the circuit court's ruling, Republicans stand to gain little. If the court sides with Democrats, Republicans walk away defeated. If the Fifth Circuit sides with Republicans, ruling the ACA unconstitutional, it would almost certainly catapult the issue back before the Supreme Court. And if that happens and the high court were to decline the case, the drama would raise fresh uncertainties for millions of Americans who could lose coverage and protections that were created under the law. That includes people with pre-existing conditions, whom President Trump has promised to protect.
Meanwhile, a federal judge blocked a major White House initiative on prescription drug costs, saying the Trump administration lacked the legal authority to require drug makers to disclose prices in TV ads. The first casualty of the 2020 presidential primary is here. Eric Swalwell is out of the Democratic race. And billionaire Tom Steyer's big ego is reportedly getting in. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.